The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And this evening, we're going over to Broad Street in Lower Manhattan to meet some of the staff at One Acre Fund. One Acre Fund serves smallholder farmers in Africa and works to help make them more productive and prosperous. We'll begin the segment with Matt Forty, their managing director and a recent guest on The Business of Giving, and then hear from members of the team.
I think what's, you know, some people equate nonprofits with, you know, just good-hearted people out there delivering services. But, you know, we really want to borrow from the best of the business world, which is really about, you know, good professional development and training. You know, no matter what level you're at One Acre Fund, you're probably going to be spending at our organization 30% of your time in some kind of a formal training program. You know, it's a leadership accelerant program.
What it means first and foremost, and which you'll see in every email signature and every document that comes across your desk, is farmers first. So that means everything that we do, we're always working toward this number one goal of putting farmers first. And the values that go into that, like I said, they're kind of everywhere in the organization. But some of the main ones we talk about are humble service. So really making sure that we are meeting the farmers where they are. Most of our staff actually work in the field right alongside our farmers. Even our staff in the U.S. office get out to the field at least once a year to make sure that they have a real connection with the farmers that we are serving.
One Acre Fund really stands out in terms of feedback compared to other nonprofits I've ever worked with. It's a pretty fundamental thing to know what's expected of you and where you stand with your managers. And so One Acre Fund does a good job of creating a culture of feedback. And the main mechanism for this is the check-ins we have either each week or every other week with our managers. And it's a space where we check in on sustainability and workload, problem solve through our current projects, and also, this is key, dedicate time to big picture thinking. And that's where a lot of the innovative ideas for our teams and for organization come out of.
I thought that that broadly applies to our sort of GSD attitude, get stuff done. And then specifically how that GSD applies to input delivery. Where the GSD comes in is we have truck breakdowns, we have farmers that live in areas that, you know, just don't have access to the services that we provide, but many, many other services as well. And so when it comes to our input delivery, when we say we're going to get inputs to a farmer on a certain day, it happens. We don't call a farmer up or send a messenger to say, oh, sorry, your inputs are going to come a week from now, a month from now. They come the day that we say they're going to come, and that's how we build our trust.
And the data that we get from this really allows us to tackle different areas that may contribute to an employee's life cycle at One Acre Fund. We're able to make better decisions regarding retention, better decisions regarding work-life balance and personal sustainability, and we're able to implement new programs that really ensure that that employees are going to stay with us for a long time and have a successful career at One Acre Fund. I don't know of any other nonprofit that uses that type of data to make those decisions. And it really ensures that all of our people decisions are grounded in metrics and that we're able to assess our projects going forward.
We have four times a year people have career chats with their supervisors, either informal coffee chats, which you're reminded and encouraged to do, or a 360 review that we do twice a year as part of our annual evaluation cycle. We also have a formal mentorship program to make sure that staff members have access to mentors who they can talk to about their career challenges and their paths that might be available to them. And we also have trainings around the kind of subjects that we feel like are really important to growth, things like how to delegate efficiently, how to hire effectively, and even trainings around how you can identify what it is that you want from your own career path, either within One Acre Fund or even if that path were to take you outside. So that's something that we really feel like as we face this incredible challenge of ending poverty, we are able to make sure that people are growing and taking on as much as they possibly can.
Our team is, you know, geographically dispersed. We have people in Kenya, New York, Seattle. You know, we're kind of all over the place, and we all come together on a big conference call around a different topic every month, and we really dive deep. And everybody prepares to learn about that topic in advance. And then on the call, it's sort of like a pop quiz, you know, hey, call out someone, what would you say about XYZ? And what that does is really kind of build the culture of, hey, you need to know what you're supposed to know, sort of a thing. So I think, you know, that's a little bit unique, can be, you know, I guess high pressure at times, but it really forces you to understand, you know, the nitty gritty of what you're supposed to communicate externally.
The model is very scalable as well. We're able to move from districts and scale the same unit out within countries and to new countries. But having data around what works when we do technology trials and what our impact is also really important for getting donors and other supporters on board. And it really is this excitement from other from donors and other organizations that have enabled us to mobilize our efforts and serve so many farmers.
Our people teams in general were allowed to really dig into certain specializations. So whether it was people support or people data or recruitment. And that allowed us to establish stronger relationships with people in different departments so that we could provide better support to them. That also allowed us to really kind of flex these team building muscles. It provided me with an amazing management opportunity where I got to work with individuals on my team, with senior leaders in the organization, and really help build up our team. And then in turn, I've been able to provide that opportunity to the people who have been working with me.
And one thing that I really love about our office space is that even though we are in New York City surrounded by concrete and brick and glass, when you're in our office space, you really feel connected in many ways to the field and to the farmers that we're serving. So in every single room, there are photos of farmers who are clients of One Acre Fund working in the field with the crops that they're producing.
And I want to talk about one of my favorite rituals at One Acre Fund. So whenever I go to the field, I try to attend a farmer meeting or a field officer meeting. And one of my favorite aspects of attending these is that they always start out with a song. And often a dance accompanies it too. But in every meeting I've been to, there's a song about One Acre Fund in the local language or just a really a joyful expression of working with One Acre Fund and working with farmers. And so that's one of my favorite things about attending meetings in the field.
In addition to Matt, I want to thank all the others who participated in this segment. Jillian Joseph, Ross Morante, Dave Betts, Emily Laser, Brian Lynch, and Thea Aguiar. If you go to denverfrederick.wordpress.com, we'll have this podcast, a transcript, and pictures of the participants and One Acre Fund offices, and we'll put up a link to my full interview with Matt Forte, the managing director of One Acre Fund.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.